Congress to order. We're in our second day of the seventh special session. It's June 8, 2017. The time is 10:08 a.m. Congressman Mason, your lot, Phil.
Ndachi Wakanda.
Wakanda is Yankee. Oh, what they call me.
Come this day, Almighty Father God, we say thank you. Thank you for the breath of life that you've given each and every one of us this day. To return here in this very special room, Almighty Father, and be with us as decision makers, Almighty Father. Be with our assistant chief and the leaders here in our nation, Almighty Father, as we come to make decisions, and we ask for your divine guidance so we can hear and speak and think with you right by our side, Almighty Father, to guide us through this day. And the things that we discuss and the votes that we make, Almighty Father, be good for the people, our people, Almighty Father. We're all your children, Almighty Father God. We put ourselves in your hands, put our decisions in your hands, Almighty Father. You just guide us and get us through this day. Be with us as we are into this new year celebration. And be with all of our drums, Almighty Father. They're moving, Almighty Father. Be with them as they move about here and among our people. Be with us, Almighty Father, again, if there's anything that does not belong here in this room, take it away, Almighty Father. Protect us with your angel's wings, Almighty Father, each and every one of us, as we make clean decisions, fair decisions, just decisions for our people. In the name of your Son, Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Roll call, please. Congresswoman Bethelhead.
Present.
Congresswoman Edwards. Congressman Hamilton.
Here.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congressman Shaw.
Here.
Congressman Supernaw.
Here.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
Not here.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. And next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for June 7th. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I should probably know this, but on the motion to adjourn the session, is that how that always reads there?
Yes.
That seems like session adjournment to me, and maybe that's not correct.
Thank you. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to approve the journal of June 7th as amended.
Second.
Motion and second discussion.
I understand.
Okay. Can you say that again whenever we call for the vote? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. And then with one abstention from Congressman Meeker. Next is reports of select committees. Are there any select committees to report? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Madam Speaker, Assistant Chief Members of Congress, I'm reporting out resolution number ONCR 1727, a resolution to approve the revised fiscal year 2008 annual revenue projection of Osage Nation. The sponsor is Congressman Hamilton. We met this morning to consider this resolution. The committee's final action on this resolution is no recommendation. Voting yes were Whitehorn, Shaw, Mason, Supernaw, and Walker. One absent, Congresswoman Edwards. And you have, we did sign this because this is not shown on the signature page. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congressman, Congressman Hamilton.
I move to withdraw ONCR 1727.
Second.
Good. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, ONCR 1727 has been withdrawn. Next is reports of standing committees. Congressman Walker.
Assistant Chief, members of Congress. Governmental Operations Committee met yesterday, considered a set of resolution in the committee report this week. Considered ONCA 1777. It's an act to authorize and appropriate $80,000 to the matching grant fund for the Administration for the Native American Social and Economic Development Strategies. ANA sets a grant application contingent on full federal funding and to establish an alternative effective date. The sponsor is Maria Whitehorn. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo Head, Norris, and Mason. Committee also considered resolution number ONCR 1725, a resolution to provide a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the purpose of water cell and treatment to the Oklahoma Department of Corrections. Sponsor is Joe Tillman. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo Head, Norris, and Mason. Committee also considered, also said resolution in the header. It's an act, ONCA 1782. An act to authorize and appropriate $55,666 to the matching grant fund for the Administration for Native Americans Environmental Regulatory Enhancement grant application and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Alice Buffalohead. Committee actions do pass. Voting yes, Walker, Hamilton, Buffalo Head, Norris, and Mason.
Thank you, Congressman. Any other standing committees to report? Congressman Supernov.
Congressman Economic Development Committee met yesterday to consider resolution number ONCA 1776, an act to authorize and appropriate $70,000 capital asset improvement fund for the listed capital asset improvement projects and status of all effective days sponsors. Congresswoman Whitehorn. Final committee action was a do pass as committee substitute. Yes votes were Supernov, Pratt, Shaw, Whitehorn, Hamilton. One absent, Nathan. Also considered bill number ONCA 1778, an act to amend ONCA 1689, find appropriation. Osage LLC Board for fiscal year 2017, amount of $25,026 to the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC Board for fiscal year 2017, an amount of $25,026 established on effective date. Sponsor was Supernov. Final committee action was no recommendation with yes votes. Supernov, Pratt, Shaw, Whitehorn, Hamilton, one absent, Nathan. As sponsor of the bill, I, with no objection, I'd like to withdraw that bill for further consideration.
Do we need to vote on it? Yes.
All right, I make a motion.
Okay, there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay.
Also
ONCA 1778 has been withdrawn.
Also consider ONCA 1779, an act to amend the Osage Nation election. Osage Nation Ethics Law at 15 ONCA Section 6-206 to allow individuals to serve on both the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC Board and the Osage LLC Board. Established an alternate effective date. Sponsor was Congressman Shaw. Final committee action was due pass with yes votes from Supernov, Pratt, Shaw, Whitehorn, Hamilton, and one absent. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Shaw.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Members of Congress. The Health and Social Services Committee met on June 7th to consider ONCA 1775, an act to amend ONCA 1695 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Child, Family, and Senior Services Division in the amount of $16,193 to establish an alternate effective date. I was the sponsor and the sponsor. The final committee action is due pass with four yes votes from Shaw, Pratt, Walker, and Whitehorn, one absent, Edwards. Same meeting, the committee also considered ONCR 1724, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a contract for treatment services or other integrated services sole source, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit and a consent to jurisdiction. And sponsor. Final committee action is due pass. Four yes, Shaw, Pratt, Walker, Whitehorn, one absent, Edwards. Finally, we also considered ONCR 1726, a resolution to approve and authorize the execution of Amendment 1 to the FY 2016 to 2018 multi-year funding agreement to provide health care services of the Washaji Health Center to otherwise ineligible non-Indians in accordance with Osage Nation Law and Section 13 of the Indian Healthcare Act as amended, 25 U.S.C. Section 1680C. The sponsor, final committee action, was DuPass, 4 yes votes from Shaw, Kraut, Walker, and Whitehorn, 1 absent, Edwards.
Thank you, Congressman. Congressman Whitehorn?
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance resolution number ONCR 1724, ONCR 1725, ONCR 1726 to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Motion's made and seconded. No discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay. They will now, 17, 24, 25, and 26 are now on third reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance bill number ONCA 1775, ONCA 1776, ONCA 1777, ONCA 1779, ONCA 1782 on general order day 2 on today's agenda.
There's a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed, say no. We are now on Congressman Mason.
Point of inquiry, because of that last vote, am I now assuming we will be meeting tomorrow?
No, those are being moved in an effort to end today. So I believe that, so these are on today's agenda. We'll go over general order day 2 right now. No, they've been advanced past second reading to general order day 2. So right now we'll go through them for amendments, then go to day 3, get them to the point of engrossment, and then we'll break for committees and then come back in and finish those, engross again, and vote today, hopefully.
Thank you.
All right, we are now on general order day 2. ONCA 1775. An act to amend ONCA 1695 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the Child, Family, and Senior Services Division in the amount of $16,193 and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, ONCA 1775 will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 1776. An act to authorize and appropriate $70,000 to the Capital Asset and Improvement Fund for the listed capital asset and improvement projects and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 1777. Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes, I have an amendment. Page 1, line 18, after contingent on strike full. Page 1, line 27, strike full federal and insert amount of the federal grant award up to the. Page 1, line 28, strike being awarded. Page 1, line 33, after up on the, strike full.
Second.
Thank you. ONCA 1779, an act to amend the Osage Nation Ethics Law at 15 ONC Section 6. 206 to allow individuals to serve on both the Tallgrass Economic Development LLC Board and the Osage LLC Board and to establish an alternate effective date.
Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, it will advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. ONCA 1782. An act to authorize and appropriate $55,666 to the matching grant fund for the Administration for Native Americans Environmental Regulatory Enhancement grant application and to establish an alternate effective date. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill? Seeing none, we'll advance to third reading after engrossment on today's agenda. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance bill number ONCA 1777 to general order day 3 on today's agenda.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Thank you. We're now on general order day 3. Where amendments are voted on. ONCA 1777, amendment number 1, page 1, line 18, after contingent on, strike full, page 1, line 27, strike full federal and insert amount of the federal grant award up to the, page 1, line 28, strike being awarded, page 1, line 33, after upon the, strike full. Discussion, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, we met on this in committee yesterday, and the original bill was pretty strict about the grant, the appropriation being contingent on full federal funding of $320,000. The grants office was here. We had good discussion. They said that it might be detrimental just in case that we were awarded a lower amount. The committee had discussion and they were in agreement for that language to be relaxed. That's what this amendment does. It takes out the contingency of receiving the full $320,000 as the grant award. In case we would get $200,000 for the grant, we can still accept it. The money will be there to augment the matching fund for the grant, and that's what this amendment does to that law, to that legislation.
Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay, the amendment passes. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to suspend the rules, modify the agenda, and advance bill number ONCA 1777 from general order to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Okay. All the bills are now on third reading. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Move to recess to the call of the chair or the call of the speaker.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes, I was maybe a little bit premature, and maybe the committee chairs would like to announce their meeting times on the open air because we have committee meetings after this recess.
Right. Anyone want to announce the committee meetings? Congressman Walker.
Federal operations, we're just as soon as we can recess and get ready for a committee meeting. So.
Okay, thank you.
Or less.
Good deal. Thank Congressman Tillman.
Rules and Ethics meeting today at 1.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Hamilton.
Education meeting today at 2.
All right, thank you. Anything else? Congresswoman Whitmer.
I would like to reassert my motion to recess to the call of the speaker.
Second.
Okay, any more discussion? All those in favor say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. We're in recess to the call of the chair.
Thank you, Matt.